The opioid crisis has gained a lot of attention in the 2018 session at the Arizona legislature. Lawmakers pushed through a host of new laws and regulations at the beginning of the session aimed at curbing the rising number of overdoses, limiting the supply of pills, and giving those who are addicted access to treatment. One more controversial measure that's not part of those reforms, needle exchanges. But that could soon change, and KJZZ's Will Stone joins me now with more on this. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So most people have heard of needle exchanges. But tell us why they are so controversial.
Number one, they're still in practice illegal here in Arizona. Giving out syringes knowingly for illicit drug use is a crime under the state's drug paraphernalia laws. And if you collect a used syringe and there's obviously a trace amount of drugs left in it, you could also get arrested. And that's basically meant that needle exchanges, also known as syringe access programs, have difficulty, you know, receiving broad support, let alone public funding. There are a couple of them in the state that operate with the permission of local law enforcement who see it as beneficial for public health and safety. But generally speaking, organizations are wary of supporting these programs because of the current laws.
Okay. So what's happening in the legislature that could change this?
A new bill was introduced by Republican Representative Tony Rivera, that would explicitly legalize syringe exchanges in Arizona. In the legislation, House Bill 2389 says a local government or municipality can run one of these programs if the program is intended to collect dirty needles in exchange for clean ones, provide access to the opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone, and make available resources for users who want to get treatment. And under the proposed law, people who run a needle exchange or participate in one are basically given criminal immunity. If they, for example, are caught bringing syringes for disposal, or if they have clean needles that they just received from the program. And these programs are supported by decades of research on public health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you know, advocate for them. And studies show they reduce the spread of infectious diseases like hepatitis C and HIV, reduce the chance that law enforcement or others will actually get stuck by dirty needles, and they don't promote drug use. Actually, they make it more likely people will seek treatment.
And does the bill look like it has a shot at making it through?
Surprisingly, and this is the reaction of even people who support it, yes. At the end of last week, it passed the Arizona House unanimously. It was introduced by a Republican, and so far, no one has officially registered their opposition to the bill in the legislature. The public comment period saw people from the medical community, parents of people who have been addicted, and those who work in the treatment industry all coming out in favor of the bill. Now, I've heard the Senate could be more tricky, and historically, some of the more conservative members of Arizona's law enforcement community, county attorneys, such as here in Maricopa, have not supported this idea, arguing essentially that, you know, it's enabling drug use. And, you know, it was not part of Governor Doug Ducey's legislative package for the opioid crisis, as we mentioned. So, you know, it wasn't recommended by the state health department, and will be interesting to see how Ducey responds if the bill makes it onto his desk.
Okay. So finally, you've done extensive reporting, Will, on the opioid epidemic across the state. So is this something you've been hearing about, the need for needle exchange programs?
Very much so, Lauren. People who work in treatment, you know, as well as the broader public health community, see this as one of the most important kind of common sense steps the state could take to reach IV drug users on the ground. I mean, obviously, prevention and treatment are incredibly important as well, and a syringe exchange won't solve this very complex public health crisis. You know, more people are now dying from overdoses than at the height of the AIDS epidemic in America. But this is still one of the key downstream approaches to the opioid crisis. Think of it as a kind of last line of defense for those who are, you know, especially susceptible to overdosing or other medical complications. And, you know, from a fiscal standpoint, it will save money. Treating hepatitis C or HIV or these terrible abscesses that can come from using dirty needles, you know, that's all very expensive for our healthcare system. Giving out a clean needle is not. And I've spent time with some of the people who do these programs, and it's clear their goal is to provide care and help those who oftentimes do not feel comfortable going to the hospital or even a treatment center.
All right. KJZZ's Will Stone. Thanks.
Thanks, Lauren.